Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Alyssa joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about We Got This, supporting cancer thrivers everywhere. We want to learn about your daughter, Ellie. Tell us about her.
Oh, thanks. Ellie's amazing. I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer just a few days before her first birthday. And that's what prompted the whole idea for We Got This, which is the first nonprofit gift registry for cancer patients, because I had it when I was pregnant with Ellie. And then when I got diagnosed with cancer, it seems like we didn't have as good of solutions for how we help and give and receive in the hard times. Mm. But Ellie is now 5 and the most teenage 5-year-old you could think of. She's hilarious and so much fun.
I got the chance to meet Alyssa at the Komen Walk. She is just a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. But I just love this idea, because when you tell folks that you have a cancer diagnosis, people want to be helpful and they want to bring you things. But a lot of times it's things that maybe you can't use in the moment. It's thoughtful, it's kind, it's wonderful, but they're just things that end up in a box. A lot of pink things that end up in a box, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that. Exactly. You're like, what if there's something I can do, like make a registry for people what they really need? So what sort of things are on these registries? What sort of things are people in need of?
Yeah, well, exactly that. And it's funny, because when I was first diagnosed, everyone, how lucky are we that we have people that want to support
so
and
lucky.
Help?
So lucky.
And everyone was asking, how can I help and what can I do? And of course, you know, my answer is like, just you reaching out is enough. I appreciate it so much. And because I wasn't specific, everyone wanted to help anyway. So I always joke that most people sent me blankets. I ended up with like 30 blankets.
So many candles. So many candles.
Yeah. It's either like candles, adult coloring books. Like there's always like a theme for some reason that people get the most of. And so it's like, oh, people really, you know, want to help anyway. And I think it's also this feeling of connection. Like people want, you know, something drastic is happening to someone they care about, and they want to feel like they can be a part of helping with that. Of course, the initial things that people think of, like registering for wigs or barf bags or things that are more stereotypical of chemo symptoms, comfy socks, but rather than getting sent, you know, 50 different comfy socks, people can register for like the exact ones that they like. But a big thing that I've tried to help normalize is people also registering for the things that on those days where you don't really feel like you have cancer and you can actually like live and be yourself and have a date night or go to a concert, and really normalizing that like we should optimize those opportunities within this whole experience too.
I think what I loved about the website, it's wegotthis.org, is it's not just about the fundraising aspect too, but it really is kind of a one-stop shop for all of the questions that you might have in dealing with something like this. Because I think a lot of times we just, you know, you hop on Google and you type in, you know, whatever question you have, but you guys really kind of make it an informational website to help people out.
You like type in, what's a gift I can get for someone who just got cancer?
Yeah, exactly.
When in fact, I really would prefer to have had this X, Y, or Z, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
What was it like as a mom to get that diagnosis with the soon-to-be one-year-old? What was going through your head?
It was shocking. You know, also with, you think, before being diagnosed with breast cancer myself, I'm sure Kennedy can relate, it's just, I thought that it was just this one thing. Like, I always knew it just as the pink ribbon or breast cancer, and then you have it, and you're like, oh my God, there's so much more to this than I ever understood. And we're all so unique and different. So understanding that not only did I now have breast cancer, but then learning what it meant that it had spread quite a bit throughout my body and I was stage 4 at the age of 34 with no family history was something I didn't even know was possible.
It's just a lot on your plate, especially having that young child. What can we help you with today? What do you need from us?
Yeah, you know, I would love that. Thanks for asking. So wegotthis.org, like you said, it's like one-stop shop for everything you could need to kind of support each other through this experience. I do run it completely by myself, like in terms of I'm the only full-time person doing it while going through active treatment. I have a handful of amazing, you know, contractors and volunteers, but we've grown like crazy. This past year, we grew from 1,600 users of the registry in January to over 12,000 right now.
Wow.
Jeez.
And it's so cool and awesome. And but, you know, with more people, there's more questions we need to, there's so many things with growth. It's not like baby list runs for free. a big thing that we're planning right now is an event called Cancer is a Joke for Giving Tuesday on December 2nd. And it's just $20. And it's a live stream with some of my favorite comedians and friends like Chris Fleming and Grace Helbig and some really awesome people also in the cancer community like Sydney Raz. What I'm hoping people will do is $20 at a time. Like if we can get tons of people to tune in, we can raise tons of awareness. We can all laugh together through the hard times. And hopefully we can raise a bunch of money so that I can keep doing this that I think, you know, well, I know has helped so many people and just want to keep being able to grow and support everyone that I can.
Perfect.
Yeah. So again, wegotthis.org, wegotthis.org. Alyssa, you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
I'm so honored. Thank you guys so much. All the good vibes.
Well, thank you for what you do. And we will talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, got this. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Leslie from Lynn.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Leslie just had shoulder surgery yesterday, so she's home resting.
Oh, are we getting medicated right now?
We sure are, so we're blaming all my wrong answers on that.
You know what? Let's just have fun. We'll all talk a little softer, and we'll just make it easy for you, all right?
Medicated CBK.
I'm here for it.
And I love that you're injured, and you still dial quicker than all of New England.
Yes. My husband is my support. He's here, too, to help with
love.
Leslie, kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
What's your husband's name, Leslie?
Cam.
Five Pop Culture. Good morning, Cam. Five Pop Culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that, of course, is an L for you. She's over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. David Ortiz turns 50 years old today. What is his famous nickname?
Big Poppy.
Ariana Grande hinted at another Wicked movie at a recent panel discussion with the cast. Quote, if we've learned anything from Cher, we can count on there always being another farewell tour. Who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Jeff Goldblum.
KFC wants us to eat fried chicken on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. They've added a new festive feast meal that comes with a bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and a flight of three different gravies.
America.
Why has there never been a flight of gravies before today? I am here for that. What is KFC's famous slogan?
Finger looking good.
Fried chicken, but make it bougie.
A poll by the American Christmas Tree Association found that fake trees are now the overwhelming favorite. 83% of people who plan to put up a tree will use a fake one. Just 70% will buy a real Christmas tree. Which movie is this line from? Take a listen.
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree. A lot of sap in here. Looks great. Little full. A lot of sap.
Name that movie.
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. Which state did Walmart originate in?
Which what?
I want to say Arkansas or Kansas.
Need an answer.
I'm going to say Arkansas, but I think that's wrong. I should know this.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Here she comes. Miss America.
Kennedy?
Hello.
Medicated up Leslie from Lynn after shoulder surgery and her husband Cam, who did absolutely nothing but just gave her support.
He's moral support.
He did. Yeah. Leslie was on it. She can't be slowed down by any medication.
No, the oxy's didn't slow her girl down at all.
She got 5 out of 5.
Wow. See, yeah. When you're medicated, you're just focused.
Yeah, it opens up your brain.
Do you hear that, kids?
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I do it every day, Dan.
You're medicated differently.
I'm not going to tell which ones you got. She got right or wrong, Kennedy. It adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
David Ortiz, 50 years old today. What is his famous nickname?
Big Poppy.
Ariana Grande hinted at another Wicked movie at a recent panel discussion. Who plays the Wizard of Oz in the Wicked movies?
Jeff Goldblum.
KFC wants us to eat fried chicken on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. They've added a new festive feast. It comes with a bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and a flight of three gravies. Right?
Who knew we deserve three different kinds of gravy?
What is KFC's famous slogan?
Finger licking good.
Barrett got introduced to Popeyes while we were traveling down in Delaware over the weekend.
Just now? What kind of father are you?
Question number four. A poll by the American Christmas Tree Association found that fake trees are now the overwhelming favorite. Which movie is this line from, Kennedy?
I give you the Griswold family Christmas tree. A lot of sap in here. Looks great. Little full. A lot of sap.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Question number five. Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. Which state did Walmart originate in?
Arkansas.
Question number one. You said Big Poppy. That is correct. Question number two. Jeff Goldblum. Finger licking good. Of course it is, Kennedy. Question number four. You said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And question number five. It is, in fact, Arkansas. Look at you. You both get 5 out of 5, and you know what happens when we get a 5-5 tie, because it is not our money. We give you the $100, even though you don't get the win.
Thank you so much.
We'll put that into Sunday. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening and playing this morning, and even playing injured. It's amazing, right?
Heal up well, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Leslie from Lynn, and I'm my silent assistant.
Well, she made it. Her phone did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down.
And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. Kennedy, you have a hot take for us this morning?
I'm going to yield the floor this morning.
Producer
Please
Dan,
go
you
have, right ahead.
I have a hot take for us this morning?
Yeah, I'll go. Why not?
Go ahead. What you got?
Turkey is a completely mid-protein and is overrated, and the only time you eat it is on Thanksgiving. You never go to a nice restaurant and go, excuse me, how is the chef preparing the turkey this evening? No one's ever done that in history.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You're asking about the filet. You're asking about the fish. You're asking about the chicken. You're not going out and getting turkey. You eat it three times a year for holidays. And it's going to be smothered in gravy and deep fried. And it's going to taste good because you could put a shoe in gravy and deep fried and it'll taste good. But overall, turkey is just a mid-protein. And I don't know how it has become our holiday staple.
All right. 617-655-1234. Again, for Hot Take Tuesday. My hot take is that raking leaves is stupid, it is ridiculous, and it is something that was created by big landscaping.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I thought we were going to fight about Wicked. So
you just want them to sit in your lawn and compost eventually?
Yes, it's good for the grass. It's good for the environment. That's how Mother Nature meant for it to happen.
It'll wreck your grass.
It will not wreck your grass. That is something that big landscaping has created to get more money out of you for the fall cleanup.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
So just leave them on the sidewalk so folks can slip on them when it gets rainy?
I don't mind moving them off of the sidewalks and keeping it tidy, but they don't need to be moved off of your grass. It's fine.
Bro, you don't even have a yard.
I do have a yard on the Cape, and I pay for that to get it all cleaned off because my wife is
you
can't have a leaf on grass, apparently.
Who is big landscaping?
Oh, you don't know, Dan. They're evil people, big landscaping. Look around. Tara, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Doodle. Any type. A labradoodle, a golden doodle, a burner doodle, a plain old doodle. I just don't like the doodles.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Hot this morning.
Checks my notes. Yes, I do in fact own a labradoodle.
Sure do.
Or a golden doodle, excuse me. Yes, a mini golden doodle.
Do you like him?
I love Cisco to death. Greatest dog ever.
Cisco is a good one, don't get me wrong, but these magical dogs that have been made in a laboratory somewhere, you know.
So you just don't like adorable, smart, fun-loving dogs is what this is, Tara.
No, I like a real dog. I like a real shelter dog.
A real dog.
Adopt, don't shop. Let's go.
A real dog.
Adopt, don't shop, baby.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I had to hang up on her. Oh, my gosh.
That one did it for me.
That one right in the heart, Kennedy. Right in the heart.
I knew that it would.
All right, 617-655-1234. 617-6-
Do you need one?
Huh?
Do you need one?
You have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always want to hear your
hot take.
It's
going to blow the world up.
Uh-oh.
Hot takes should only be one sentence, period.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You have to explain
Tuesday,
it.
Tuesday.
Carson taking shrapnel this morning.
What did I do this morning?
I've been holding on to that one for a while.
Have you? I thought I was pretty quick with my hot take. Producer Dan had to explain it for like a half hour there about
why
turkey.
Stop deflecting. And if you'd like for me to pull up your old
hot take.
I absolutely can. The last one you did was a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah?
I just feel like it'd be a short segment if I only talked for a sentence.
All right.
No, you're supposed to let it drop and walk away.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Kennedy's hot take is our hot takes suck, apparently, producer
Dan.
That's what I said.
I just
heard.
Do not put words in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. 617-655-1234.
Just take some out of yours.
All right. We'll do
yeah, yours. Mine are
yours is fine.
Mine are entertaining and invigorating. Yours drag.
It's a drag right here.
Mine are filled with twists and turns. They were weighted like season 5 of Stranger Things.
You're still talking.
Yes! Stop!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. You can comment about one of our hot takes. Producer Dan, real quick, your hot take?
Turkey is an overrated protein.
Hey, that's too much time. My hot take is raking up leaves during the fall is stupid. And Kennedy's hot take is our hot takes are too long.
That's not what I said. I wish you would not put words in my mouth.
What did you say?
Hot take should be one sentence.
I disagree.
Well said, sir.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Exactly.
Tuesday.
Molly, good morning.
Hello.
Molly is 10 years old. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Carrot cake should not exist.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, I love carrot cake. Do you like carrot cake, Kennedy?
I am a fan of carrot cake.
Me too.
But I understand that it feels like getting the oatmeal cookie when you wanted the chocolate chip.
Oatmeal cookie should not exist.
It sounds like my mom and aunt.
Old.
So are you
she
saying
old.
Only old people like carrot cake?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not.
Okay. Sure you are. Say it with your chest. Yeah. It's all right.
Thank you, Molly.
You're dancing around it, Molly. I see you.
But
thank
we like
you, Molly.
It.
We love you. Have a great day at school.
Awesome.
John is from Framingham. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
I think Dan is crazy. There's a restaurant in New Hampshire called Hearts that's in Laconia that does primary turkeys year-round.
Oh, he doesn't like your hot take.
John, I'm going to blow your mind. I've been to Hearts. It was underwhelming.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Oh.
I have a house in the Lakes region. I've been to Laconia. Man.
Carrie's from Boston. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hi, good morning. I think that if I order a shrimp dish at a restaurant, like a shrimp scampi, the chef should remove the tails and devein the shrimp.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Is that a hot take?
Tuesday. Where are you getting shrimp that hasn't been deveined?
Oh, my God, everywhere. Oh. I feel like every time I order a shrimp scampi, I have to, like, work for it, and it's really annoying.
Where are you going that they're
Send
leaving the
back.
Poop line in?
Send her back. Send her back.
Seriously.
Yeah, we need to check out, or you need to check some Yelp reviews on before you pick a restaurant.
Yeah, you know what the vein is, right?
That's what she just said.
Thank you, Carrie.
Where are they serving that?
Dave from Walpole, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hey, good morning. So my hot take is when I get a phone call with a message that's a meeting reminder or an appointment reminder on a weekend or night, and then I can't do anything about it when they're wrong. Example, I got a message Sunday night at 5 in the afternoon saying, hey, we'll be there tomorrow to take care of your problem. And they were wrong by weeks, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Because it's not a human being, it's automated.
And it's after hours. They're not there. Why are they bothering me?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's after hours. Why are they bothering me? Put it on a t-shirt.
That's pretty good, actually. Thank you, Dave. Mike is from Everett. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I think dogs don't belong in stores.
Oh.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
So another person that listens to our show that hates dogs.
Don't hate dogs. Just don't think that they should be there.
I love dogs. I have two dogs. I have goats. I have chickens and ducks. I love animals. They just don't belong in stores.
Yeah. They're comfortable at home. If you take them out, they're smelling things, seeing things they don't need to see. It's very overstimulating.
Obviously, service animals, not talking about them.
Kennedy hates service animals, yep, too. That's what I heard.
Oh.
I like dogs in stores. Leave your kids home. Bring your dogs.
Jess from New Hampshire, Hot Take Tuesday.
Mine is that they should not schedule road work when we are actively trying to get to work. Just schedule it an hour later.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's dangerous.
Tuesday. Just in the defense, there is never a time where someone's not on the road here. It is always crowded.
True,
the expressway from morning
more,
to noon.
My favorite is when
there's more, yeah, it seems dangerous if you are putting 100 people in traffic getting annoyed and frustrated while there's people on the side of the road not in cars. It's asking for accidents.
No, I agree. The worst is over the summer and they decide to like, hey, let's work on the bridge to the Cape.
When would you like for them to do it?
Not during the summer. How about in February?
Says the man who knows and works outside.
You told me to keep it brief. One more, Kennedy, and
give
they want
to
remain anonymous.
All
good
right.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
So I love your show, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We'd love to call you by your name, but we understand your take is so hot that we can't name you.
That's right.
And we respect it. Let's get into it.
When people go to a restaurant, they go and eat. If you're waiting for someone, please don't get a table assigned to you. That's a first thing.
Okay.
Because server, they time us for everything. So that's one thing. If you're going to stay, if you're going to go and eat, you finish eating, please get out.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Like, just leave. Don't sit there for 3 or 4 hours. That server might only have 3 tables to make her money for the day. So people just, they don't consider us, like, they just eat and stay there for hours and hours. If that table only have 3 tables and you hold in 1 table for 3 hours, that means that server's not going to make money that night.
Oh, I completely agree with you. Get out so she can turn the table over.
Yes, turn the table over for another customer. And it's not fair, especially when we're busy. On weekdays, we don't care as much. But on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come on. That's
get in,
how we
get
make
out.
Our money.
Get in, get out.
Yeah,
and it's on the restaurant, too.
Out.
Like, get these people moving out. I agree with that.
The people that will sit there and have coffee
waiting,
for like an hour.
Eating their dessert.
There's people waiting. Sometimes, like, they time us for everything, for drinks, for appetizers, for main course. We're supposed to get the customer in and out, like, in an hour. Stay there for 3 hours, that means you mess up my time, like, literally. And the money will call my attention, really. That's how it is, and people don't understand that. Just eat and get out, please.
Are you sure you don't want to give your name in the restaurant you work at?
No. Don't listen to Dan. Thank you.
Thank you. I love your show, guys. I love you too.
Thank you.
All right. Kennedy, I love you. Thank
Bye.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Trying to get that poor woman fired, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Allie from Billerica.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, the two kids are in the car, Ryder and Dylan.
Good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Oh. Hi.
So,
hi. What's up?
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
How old are Ryder and Dylan?
They are 13 and 11.
Okay. Who's the nicer one?
I'm not going to answer that.
But you did in your head.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. Kennedy has stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth so she can't hear anything that is happening. Again, remember that stinky rule. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you and you don't get the money. Are you ready?
Ready.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner are embarking on a co-headlining tour of North America next summer. even though neither band has a single original member left.
So it's a cover band tour.
Finish the name of this Skinner song. Sweet Home Blank.
Alabama.
David Ortiz, 50 years old today. When did he deliver this epic speech at Fenway Park? Take a listen.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
When did that speech happen?
I think that that was after the marathon. So was it?
That's good enough. I don't need the year. That's fine. Question number three. Conan O'Brien came in second in a poll to determine the greatest late night hosts of all time behind Johnny Carson. David Letterman came in third. Jay Leno finished all the way back at number 22. Who was Conan's sidekick that was just on this season of Dancing with the Stars?
Conan O'Brien's sidekick on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Okay, question number four. The first photos from the live-action Legend of Zelda movie were released. It is one of the highest-selling video game franchises of all time with over 170 million units sold. Who is the main protagonist in the Zelda franchise? Say it again, Ryder. Say it louder. There we go.
There you go. Confidence, young man.
Question number five. Timothée Chalamet told Adam Sandler he deserved an Oscar, saying, quote, "You should have had a golden man in your hand. You're one of the best bleeping actors of all time." He was referring to this Adam Sandler drama where he plays Barry Egan, an emotionally unstable small business owner who experiences fits of rage and loneliness. Can you name the movie?
Oh, no.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I don't know it. I'm sorry. Okay. Don't know that one.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are the boys up to this time of year? What are they doing? What are they into?
Ryder is playing hockey, and Dylan is a girl, and she's playing basketball.
Oh, I apologize for that. All right. Okay. So we got a hooper and a hockey player, Kennedy.
All righty.
Allie got, is it 3 out of 5, Dan?
Yes, 3 out of 5 is correct.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, Kennedy, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Foreigner are embarking on a co-headlining tour of North America next summer, even though neither band has a single original member left. Finish the name of this Skynyrd song, Sweet Home Blank.
Alabama.
How does that happen? Is somebody getting paid?
Yeah, you get, somebody owns the band. Like the guys in Journey, they own the band. Steve Perry doesn't anymore, right? Like,
I think he owns a piece of it.
Because they said, please don't go on tour. That's all he did.
Right.
It was my begging plead, and they did it anyway.
Tied to one, question number two. David Ortiz, 50 years old today. When did he deliver this epic speech at Fenway Park? Take a listen.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
That's right. That was the game after the marathon bombings.
That is correct. The first home game.
I was right there.
Still gets you going.
Tied at two. Question number three. Conan O'Brien came in second in a poll to determine the greatest late night hosts of all time behind Johnny Carson. David Letterman came in third. Jay Leno finished all the way back at number 22. Who was Conan's sidekick that was just on this season of Dancing with the Stars?
And Andy Richter.
3 to 2. The first photos from the live-action Legend of Zelda movie were released. It's one of the highest-selling video game franchises of all time, with over 170 million units sold. Who is the main protagonist in the Zelda franchise?
Gary.
Link.
Link.
Yes, Link.
Link.
You were talking my language with the Legend of Zelda, man.
Never played
that was
it.
Right. Many, many hours wasted on that game. Tied at 3, question number 5. Timothée Chalamet told Adam Sandler he deserved an Oscar, saying, quote, you should have a golden man in your hand. You're one of the best bleeping actors of all time. He was referring to this Adam Sandler drama where he plays Barry Egan, an emotionally unstable small business owner who experiences fits of rage and loneliness. Can you name the movie?
Is it Funny People or is it Uncut Gems? Uncut Gems. Funny People. What is it?
Punch Drunk Love.
Oh.
I don't know that I've ever seen that movie.
Because you don't want to see a sad Adam Sandler, that's why.
3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie, which unfortunately means, Allie, you don't get the money. You did great. And you got the assistance from Ryder there, too, for one of the questions. So that was great work. All right. Well, Allie and Ryder and Dylan, thank you guys so much for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Allie, Dylan, and Ryder, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Perfect. This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Do you go off the beaten path with Thanksgiving dinner? Just a quick backstory. Me and Lan and the family celebrate Thanksgiving with another family that we've become very close with on the Cape.
I love that you can do that.
They've been wonderful, and they have a large family and a lot of chefs and cooks in their family. So normally we deep fry a turkey. They'll do one in the oven. And this week has begun the text chain of the menu planning of it all. And when they
like what you've been assigned?
Well, we're just, what are you thinking? Here's what we're thinking, that sort of thing, correct? And so they sent over their list, and their list was, as we started to look at it, we're like, wow, we are going off the beaten path this year. So there's going to be apparently roast leg of lamb.
Delicious.
Along with appetizers, lasagna.
Interesting.
Oysters.
Yes, please.
Right? And so last night, Lan and I were talking about working on our end and what we were going to do, and we're just more traditionalists.
Sure.
So on our list, we have fried turkey, mashed potatoes, which should be number one, but Lana made me make it number two. She does dressing, not stuffing, but dressing. And then there'll be like a Brussels sprouts or green bean casserole. They also asked who made the sweet potato casserole last time because Lana makes a mean sweet potato casserole.
Well, being from Alabama, I hope she does, and there better be marshmallows on it. None of this Puritan.
No, this, no, it's all in.
I want it old school. I want marshmallows. I want it.
Yeah, so we're doing turkey, mashed potatoes, and dressing. That's kind of what we like. And they're taking it a different road, and I love that.
Yeah, I don't mind them doing that because you already have all the other stuff.
Right,
like, exactly. Why make two turkeys? Go get a leg of lamb and some lasagna.
Lasagna feels filling to me for a day when you just want to have a bite of everything. But I feel like it would be good later.
Is it made with turkey? Maybe that.
Interesting.
How you get it in. Use turkey meat. Sam is from Marlboro. Good morning. You did one that's very unusual. What did you do?
So we had a turducken, which is a duck and a chicken and a turkey.
Yeah, it's like a Russian nesting doll of meats.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was like it was a time. We didn't ever do it again, but it happened, and it's a thing.
Did you do it by hand, or did you buy it that way?
Oh, no, it was like full-on homemade.
I like how you didn't say it was good. You just said it happened.
It did.
It seems like a lot of poultry to get cooked proper,
like
to the right temperature.
Yeah, human centipede of poultry.
It was an experiment, if you will.
I remember when I was a kid, John Madden, who was a former player, former coach in the NFL, and then announcer, and he would always give a turducken to the MVP of the Thanksgiving Day football game.
But it was a very big deal for a while.
I didn't know it was a real thing. I thought they just made it up for this silly award.
Years and years people have been doing
it. Really? Yeah,
sure.
I'd never heard of it before.
And then was the tofurkey of it all for people who don't eat meat. Yes.
Ugh, awful. All right, thanks for calling in, Sam.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Jean-Luc from Gardner, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do for Thanksgiving?
So this isn't me. It's a friend's family, but they have Rhode Island party pizza, which is a crazy enough item on its own because it's just dough and sauce, uncooked.
I could get behind that.
For Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
You could get behind uncooked dough and sauce for Thanksgiving?
But the dough's cooked.
It's pizza that doesn't even have cheese.
Dude,
you need cheese to have pizza.
I am on my own for most holidays.
It's a bad tomato sandwich.
The things I have eaten on holidays would probably blow your mind.
All right, but they're doing it as a family. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
I don't hate it.
I do.
All right, thanks.
You're
thanks.
Crazy.
Thanks, Jean-Luc. We appreciate it. Leah's from Methuen. Hey, Leah.
Hey, Carson. How are you?
Doing good. So you do different themes. What did you do most recently?
Well, we do, in addition to the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and all that, because normally we have very large parties, and we're American Lebanese, so we do the tabbouleh and we do the hummus and we do the chicken and rice. But depending on how many people I'm expecting that year, I may do a theme. So one year we did a theme. seafood theme. Another year, I did a sushi theme. So it all depends on how many people are coming.
I love that.
Yeah, see, I have no issue with this because you started this with in addition to the turkey and stuffing. Like, you're just you're adding
absolutely.
On to your own flair. Right. That's great.
Absolutely.
That sounds good.
And it's because, you know, usually I'm expecting like 25 to 30 people, and one turkey will just not be enough for everyone.
But on the flip side of that, if you're having a very small Thanksgiving, you know, you can't cook a whole turkey. It will absolutely go to waste. So yeah. I kind of like the idea
of
a theme.
You just get a Rhode Island party pizza. Call
Why not?
Some uncooked dough and some sauce.
It's cooked.
Thank you, Leah. Katie, good morning.
John Luke said it, not us.
Yikes.
Good morning.
All right. What is it you do that's off the beaten path for Thanksgiving?
Well, ever since COVID, my husband and my kids and I, we've been just staying home doing our own thing, and we've been doing a big Italian grinder.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, so no turkey at all?
No turkey at all. We've never really been big fans of turkey and all that stuff, so my kids came up with the idea of doing a big Italian grinder, and no matter what I say, I'm like, hey, do you guys want to try something different this year? And they're like, nope, we want our Italian grinder.
And when I tell you,
I make it from scratch.
The amount of cleanup goes down. You're not in the kitchen at 5 o'clock in the morning prepping. What a genius idea.
I mean, Thanksgiving party sub sounds kind of cool.
It does, right?
Where are my mashed potatoes, though? I need my mashed potatoes. Oh,
this is her Thanksgiving, not yours, sir.
I'm not coming over.
She weren't invited.
The invite, but I'm uninviting myself, Katie.
I know you called to invite us all.
Yes, but we're not coming if we don't have mashed potatoes and turkey, Katie.
Well, I guess you're not coming to my house then.
All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Well, another day, another wicked story, because we're almost there, Dan. We're almost there.
That's right.
Ariana Grande may have found a way to make us get even more excited during a recent Q&A with fans. She may have slipped about the possibility of another wicked chapter. Here's what she had to say.
If we've learned anything from Cher, we can count on there always being another farewell tour. So I don't think anyone's going anywhere. First of all, no one's going anywhere. We're not saying goodbye to anything. These characters will be a part of our hearts always. You know, they've changed our lives.
So what does it mean? I don't know. But I do know that she'll be hosting Saturday Night Live and Cher will be the musical guest. So that was a good for
a
you.
A lot of press. I read that Cynthia Erivo can't do any more press because she's lost her voice. And now Ariana Grande, in solidarity, has canceled all of her press as well for the release.
They really are one person. It's wild.
I've been watching a lot of video of the two of them together, and they are symbiotic.
They have been since the first movie. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, this press tour has been going on for months. Like, mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Doing that many interviews, doing that many... It's a lot on your voice. It's a lot on your body. It's a lot mm-hmm. on your spirit. So in any event.
But there can't be a third Wicked movie because it ends the story. Unless they're going to
tell that to George R. R. Martin.
Well, he will never end a story, and it's frustrating.
But they did. You know what I mean? You can
well,
do whatever
you want.
Well,
that's why the end of Game of Thrones sucks, because they left the source material.
This correct. Is why Wicked is the worst. I've been saying it all along.
Wicked is not the worst. You just need to open your mind, sir.
But if the movie makes $1 billion, anything is possible.
Oh, yes.
Sure enough. Lil Nas X appeared in court this week following his August arrest, with lawyers outside saying he is doing amazing, looking forward to a positive resolution. Here is what his lawyer had to say.
First of all, as you can see, Montero is doing amazing, doing great, and we're super happy for him. And we're just looking forward to a positive resolution in this case, which we're very confident of. So with that being said, we'll see you all in March. Have a good one.
If you don't remember what happened, he was in the middle of the night walking down the street with very little clothes on and then only cowboy boots, singing, asking people to go to the party, and allegedly got into some fisticuffs with some police officers, which is a big no-no. He did not make a statement in court. He has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges, including battery with injury on police officers. And his legal team also previously confirmed he spent some time in treatment at an out-of-state facility with details sealed for his privacy. So as he says, the follow-up hearing mm-hmm. has been set for March 12th of next
Didn't
year.
Didn't he post a social media video at some point after all of this where he said, like, they're real, they can get you, or something like that? It sounded like he was alluding to maybe drug use or something like that.
I don't know the answer
yeah,
to that
I seem
question.
To remember seeing that.
And it's Telmos time, my friend. So BravoCon was over the weekend, and I can't even get into half of what happened over there because we'd be here for a month and a half. However, what did happen was the trailer was released for The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Now, we heard about this back in May. We heard about who the people were going to be, but we didn't know what it was going to look like. And while these things are much better in video form, here's a short portion of that.
In Rhode Island, everyone knows everyone. People here, they don't look down on other states, but they are weirded out that other states exist.
It's teeny.
What?
It's a blip. But to us, it's the center of the universe.
Welcome to Rhode Island, where nobody tells anybody the truth, and everybody just lies to each other's faces, but talk behind their back. Welcome. I love it here.
The homes these people live in are bigger than Rhode Island.
I cannot wait. I'm all in on this show.
So here are the people.
I am all in on this show. I'm
going
to be a reporter, Kennedy. Everything you need to know. I've already been doing deep dives on the dark web to try and find out about these people.
You don't have to. They are wide open spaces. Rosie DeMar is a farmer, local news anchor and reporter. Alicia Carmody and her fiance Billy run his restaurant Pizza Mama in Cranston. Liz McGraw is Rhode Island royalty, the state's very own cannabis queen. She and her husband Jerry own and operate the Slater Century, which is a dispensary in Providence. Ashley Iaconetti is quote unquote not from here. She said, these aren't the kind of people I'm usually around. She married Warwick, Rhode Island native Jared Hybon on Bachelor in Paradise, so she's new. Joellen Tiberi is the one that knows everything. Self-proclaimed town gossip, knows everyone worth knowing. She has an aesthetic business. Rula Nemi Pontarelli is a boss, they say. She helms a financial empire as a certified financial planner for all the rich folk. Mm. And Kelsey Swanson says she's not with the sugar daddy. My boyfriend is like actually attractive. The money's just a plus. She's a former Miss Rhode Island yes. and University of Rhode Island alum, now yes. a professional makeup artist.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
They don't have a release date yet. They're saying 2026, but that's where we are.
No, thank you.
Oh, we're different people.
Don't. I know. My girlfriend was watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives in the living room. I had to leave last night. It's just, I can't do
the
it.
The first season was good, but the second season, I can't even stand them anymore.
It's
anyway,
just a bunch of people I don't know arguing. It's like, why do I want to do that?
Lana loves that show, too.
It makes you feel better about your life for 2.2 seconds, maybe, and then worse about it because you don't have all their money.
It's like they're just terrible people doing TikTok dances in a living room.
That's everyone.
I don't know, am I going crazy? Maybe it's me.
People like to watch train wrecks, Dan.
Yeah.
That's what reality television is. You like to see how the other half lives, I guess. And that's
well, here's
is.
Your Rhode Island train wreck.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Joanne from Reading.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yay.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dan, do you recall which is my favorite Reading? Is it Reading or North Reading?
North Reading is your favorite Reading.
I believe that is correct.
You don't like the OG Reading.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What?
It's nothing personal.
That's okay.
It's just deep lacrosse loathing. That's all it is.
So it's entirely personal then.
For me, it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm the only one in this beef. It's me. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. Of course, there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than our friend Kennedy, and you win the money, okay?
Yes.
Question number one. Owen Wilson turns 57 today. He voices Lightning McQueen in the Cars trilogy. What is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Oh my God. I can't believe I have 2 kids and I've never seen this movie.
Well, you got your homework for this weekend.
All right. I don't know. Isn't it terrible? I don't know.
Question number 2. 22 years ago today, Britney Spears became the youngest singer to ever get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was 21. What show was Britney Spears on as a child that also had Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Ryan Gosling as the cast members?
Well, that would be the Mickey Mouse Club.
Lord brought Sadie Sink from Stranger Things on stage with her during her show in London on Sunday. Which character does Sadie Sink play on Stranger Things?
She plays Max.
Lil Nas X appeared in court this week following his August arrest, with his lawyer saying that he is doing amazing and looking toward a positive resolution. Lil Nas X has had 3 different songs reach number 1. Can you name one of the songs that isn't Old Town Road?
Oh, okay. Is it Montero? I know Montero. That's the only one I think I know.
Question number 5. Cardi B's new album continues its record-breaking run. The album has officially gone triple platinum, and it broke the record for the most weeks in the top 10 this decade for a female rap album. What is the album called?
Oh, boy. Shoot. Isn't that awful? I don't think I know.
That's okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm just always grateful when somebody goes, shoot.
Yeah, that long SH is always...
It's just like...
We're on the edge of our seat over here.
I'm panicking. Is there going to be a $250,000 fine from the FCC because they won't let me be me? All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Joanne got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Yes. These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
Question number 1. Owen Wilson, 57 today. He voices Lightning McQueen in the Cars trilogy. What is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Cha-ching!
Ka-chow!
Ka-chow! How did I not get that?
Oh.
1-0. 22 years ago today, Britney Spears became the youngest singer to ever get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was 21. What show was Britney Spears on as a child that also featured Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Ryan Gosling as members of the cast?
The Mickey Mouse Club. A Wholesome Time.
1-1. Question number 3. Lord brought Sadie Sink from Stranger Things on stage during her show in London on Sunday. Which character does Sadie Sink play on Stranger Things?
Max.
Tied at 2. Lil Nas X appeared in court this week following his August arrest, with lawyers saying he is doing amazing and looking forward to a positive resolution. He has had 3 different songs reach number 1. Can you give me one of them that is not Old Town Road?
Yes.
Okay, I'll wait, but not long.
Montero? Get out of here.
I wish I had a ding.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Also, Industry Baby.
Industry
with
Baby.
With Jack Harlow.
Oh.
3-3, question number 5. Cardi B's new album continues its record-breaking run. It has set the record for the most weeks in the top 10 this decade for a female rap album. Name the album.
Oh, Nope.
Had us going there in the first half.
Yeah. Am I the problem?
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Because you have Morgan Wallen singing I Am the Problem.
No, and, Am I the Drama.
Or excuse me, Am I the Drama, that's right. And then Morgan Wallen does Am I the Problem, and Taylor Swift says, hi, it's me, I'm the problem. Taylor Swift seems to be leading the charge of these types of songs and titles.
None of those people are the first person to say that I'm the problem.
Oh, I'm not saying they are, just Taylor made it popular.
Justice for Stefan Diggs' baby mama out here breaking records.
Okay, Dan. Justice for her. Is she not getting her justice?
No. Offset refuses to let her have her justice.
Okay. You're out here in these streets. Thanks for keeping us
sitting
in the know,
next to
Dan.
Robert Kraft as we collect dubs. She's our Taylor Swift.
3-3 with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the
did
money.
Did I get a tie? I thought I got 2 right.
No, you got the Mickey Mouse Club, you got Max, and you got Montero.
Oh, I thought I lost.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, same ones I got.
Yeah, you both
right.
got the same
That's all right.
three correct.
It was so fun to play.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Bazinga.
What was I thinking?
All right, Joanne, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I have to say I am Joanne from Reading, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Yes, you do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy presented by Let Your Love, by Subaru of New England. Let Your Love Get Back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. All right. Sorry, I forgot to look at my computer. I got so caught up in my Butterfingers.
It happens.
Kennedy, say hello to Steve from Watertown.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Steve?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
All righty. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $1,000. It's a lot of cash.
That is good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. Or it's just the Butterfingers. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, why are you nervous?
Like I said, I think it's
you're
just
not playing.
I know, but I want him to win. I want Steve to win. All right, here we go. Kennedy's
now you're making me nervous.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. The charity event / fashion party has this charity event and fashion party has just announced the theme for 2026 as costume art. What is this big event called?
The Met Gala.
Question number 2. Cher will be the musical guest on December 20th, on the December 20th episode of Saturday Night Live. It'll be just her second time. The first was 1987. And this pop star, known for her amazing singing impressions of other artists, will be the host that night. Who is she?
That would be Ariana Grande.
Question number 3. Which actress and pop star played in Herbie the Love Bug?
You got me on this one.
The reboot of it, not the original, obviously. No.
I'll say Selena Gomez.
All right. Question number four. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner are embarking on a co-headlining tour of North America next summer, but neither band has a single original or classic member left. Foreigner famously sang about what kind of hero?
Oh. I'm not going to waste time. I can't think of it.
All right. And question number five. There are clips cycling around from the 1976 Disney classic movie, The Shaggy D.A. What happens in The Shaggy D.A.?
Oh, boy, this is not good. I don't have this one either.
That's all right. That's all right. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Steve, what are you up to today?
I just left the doctor, and I'm headed into work.
All right, let's see if we can get you $1,000. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Steve getting 2 out of 5, Dan?
You didn't give me a sheet. I have no idea.
Oh, that's right. Well, I forgot to print one out for you. Sorry about that. It's 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
So you say.
So I say. We'll find out. We'll get to it together. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many did you get right, Dan, since you got to play?
I was disassociated half the time, I'm going to be honest with you.
Question number one.
To my love.
This charity event / fashion party has announced the theme for the 2026 event as costume art. What is the event called?
The Met Gala.
Yes. Tied at one. Question number two. Cher will be the musical guest on December 20th's episode of Saturday Night Live. It will be her second time. The first was 1987.
Wow.
This pop star, known for her amazing singing impressions of other artists, will be the host that night. Who is she?
Ariana Grande.
Speaking of pop stars.
Sorry.
What?
You have to say the line from Burlesque. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Speaking of pop stars, this actress and pop star played in Herbie the Love Bug. Who is she?
Lindsay Lohan.
There it is.
Are we calling her a pop star?
We are.
Rumors is a banger. Dan.
Oh, wow. You. Okay.
Put some respect on her check.
Noted pop star, Lindsay Lohan.
3-2. Question number four. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner are embarking on a co-headlining tour of North America next summer, but neither band has a single original or classic member left. Foreigner famously sang about what kind of hero, Kennedy?
A jukebox hero.
He's got stars in his eyes.
Let
that one
know.
In my talent show, senior year of high school.
Let's go, Kennedy.
I need some of these tapes from all of the high school talent shows and the Falcon
at
cheerleaders.
I've got them. I'll find them.
Yeah, we need to see them.
Done.
All right, and question number five. Clips from the 1976 classic Disney, The Shaggy D.A. are going viral right now. What happens in The Shaggy D.A.?
The D.A. turns into a dog.
That is correct.
My stuffed animal that I've had since I'm 2 is named Shaggy D.A.
Really?
Still sleeps on the bed with me.
Aww,
sure enough. It's falling to pieces, but.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, factual.
So I have 5-2 as the final score, Steve. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling.
We do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Steve?
Yep.
Okay. You still with us, my friend?
I'm here. I'm wallowing.
Oh, it's all right, buddy. We had fun.
We did have fun.
All right, go check out the Shaggy D.A. and Herbie the Love Bug this weekend, okay?
Probably won't do that.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go then, Steve?
I want to give him a point for that.
Still wouldn't get the win, though.
My name is Steve. I am from Watertown, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.